Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
This is the Armed American Radio Network. How cool is that, huh? The Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters. Together we're going to have a great time talking about freedom, guns, current events, liars, judges, Little O, Biden, Ryan, the Second Amendment, Thomas Jefferson, the Declaration of Independence, Jews, and much, much more, including the movie My Cousin Vinny. Does the defense's case hold water? Sean, does the defense's case hold water?
No, the defense is wrong.
Does the defense's case hold water?
Oh, that is so funny.
No.
No, what?
No, the defense is wrong.
Oh, how fun is this going to be, huh? Why am I playing a soundbite from the movie My Cousin Vinny? I'll set that up in a minute. It'll all make sense, I promise. I know, listen, if you heard the show last week, then you know my special guest was rock and roll legend, guitarist, New York Times bestselling author, and kooky liberal slayer, Ted Nugent. He is near impossible to follow. Notice I said near impossible to follow. Today you're in for a treat. Because I can think of only one person that fits that bill. And he's here with you today for the entire 3 hours. When I was in college, Sean, are you there? How are you, by the way?
I was waiting for you to tell him it was me that you were talking to. No.
Oh, that's so, well, they know who you are. Listen, when I was in college, I had a friend who had a friend that would come to town about once a quarter. We called him the Bird.
Oh, Lord.
His neck was always moving. The guy was always on the prowl for a good-looking girl. I went to Radford University, by the way, a beautiful little school tucked away down in the southwest Virginia mountains, about 9 miles, I guess, from Virginia Tech. Mm-hmm. The stats are as follows. 7.297 females to every 1.342 males.
What?
Yeah, it was a smorgasbord of beautiful women, and that's why the Bird's head was always moving. Whenever the Bird showed up, it was going to be a fun weekend. He was a blast, and we always had a great time when he appeared. My next guest, Sean, has that same reaction on fans to this broadcast, fans of this broadcast.
Yes.
He is the only guest co-host who, every time he is here, I name the show after his appearance. The Alan Corwin Experience. Of course, I'm talking about the purveyor of gunlaws.com, the author of over 13 books. Publisher, columnist, and famed Second Amendment activist. You've seen him take on the gun-hating liberal Christiane Amanpour over on CNN. And I got to tell you, he handled her as if he were driving a finely tuned Lamborghini, brother. She being the Lamborghini, of course. As Alan expertly maneuvered her around the track at his will.
He sure did. He schooled. Didn't he? That's what you call getting schooled.
Yeah, it's a very good point. He definitely schooled her. But you've seen him on other editorial evening television programs that masquerade as news. I'm speaking, of course, of the always provocative, sometimes controversial, Alan Corwin. And a broadcast with him for the full 3 hours, as I said, I refer to, it has its own name, the Alan Corwin Experience. Alan, welcome to the Armed American Radio Network. How are you?
You build me up so much, Mark. I hope I can live up to it. I'm glad on radio you've turned my face red.
Don't fall down, Alan, after that buildup. You might hurt yourself.
I just came off 2 hours of a salon in a room full of liberals, and it'll be a pleasure to spend 3 hours with you.
Well, we're going to do something very unique today, Alan. I'm going to actually experiment on live radio with you.
I like it already.
I've done zero prep for the show. None.
Well, you know we can sit in a tavern for 3 hours and just our BS will be better than most of the radio on the air.
That's exactly what we're... You see what I'm talking about, Sean?
I mean, the funny thing is he's right.
He is right. You know, Alan, right. Where I got the idea. Let me set this up for listeners around the country. Omaha, Nebraska, we're talking to you. Illinois, we're talking to you. Alaska, we're talking to you. New Mexico, where that goofy guy jumped 24 miles out of a plane. Did you see that?
I don't know. Oh.
He jumped out of 24 miles on the edge of space. He jumped out and parachuted to Earth. It was unbelievable. New Mexico. Got to love you guys.
I like it.
And we have a new affiliate, too, Sean, by the way.
Nice.
It just popped in. I'll get the numbers and the calls here after the next break. Utah, we've got a new station in Utah tuning in today. Got to love that, Alan.
I like it.
Isn't that great? Provo, Utah. Spanish Fork, Utah. Welcome to the Armed American Radio Network. We're barking at you today. Brawley, California, we're talking to you. But here's what's interesting. At the Gun Rights Policy Conference, Alan, you and I sat down, did we not?
We did.
Over a Diet Coca-Cola.
Yep, and water.
And water.
And I left a $5 tip.
You definitely did. It was expensive water. Hey, Sean, does the defense's case hold water?
No.
We talked for hours, as we always do at whatever venue we are at, Alan, across the nation.
You know, it was a 4-star hotel, and a bottle of water in my room was $4. It wasn't even a quart. That'd be about $16 a gallon for water. And gasoline's only $4 a gallon. And you got to bring that stuff over from the Middle East and refine it. How does that work? Is that a free market? $4 a gallon for gasoline, $16 a gallon for water, and you turn on your spigot and it pours out. How does that work?
Well, you can drink water.
And don't drink gasoline.
Don't drink gasoline.
I've drank some stuff that is almost as bad as gasoline.
I will never admit to that.
I didn't admit to it either. I didn't say that. Remember the Nixon approach. Admit nothing, deny everything, and make countercharges.
No.
Let me tell you where that comes from. As we were at the GRPC, they had it. Was the night of the reception, Alan, was it not? It was after the reception. You and I were standing out in the hallway talking. A lot of, you know, the gun lobby was there. It was a beautiful thing to see.
Oh, yeah.
And you and I were talking, and you walked up to me and you said, you know the Declaration of Independence? I said, of course.
Oh, yeah.
You looked at me and you said, Thomas Jefferson was wrong. I said, excuse me? I've never heard anybody say Thomas Jefferson was wrong.
Well, I be careful here. I said, is there a possibility that Thomas Jefferson was wrong?
Okay, maybe so. Either way, the My Cousin Vinny scene immediately came to mind. And I said, Alan, that reminds me, Sean, of this.
No, the defense is wrong.
And we began laughing, and there was another individual standing there with us. I apologize, I forget who it was.
I don't know who it was. It was just one of the guys. When you go to the Gun Rights Policy Conference that the Second Amendment Foundation puts on now for the 27th year, and it has an effect on the entire nation, and that effect is growing, people stand in on conversations, and things happen that have this blooming effect across the landscape. And this conversation started having that there, and you had that brilliant idea about Marissa Tomei, who is worth looking at for the entire conference.
Correct.
And playing, which I know you're going to play over and over till I get nauseous.
Well, I don't know about that.
That is the idea, by the way.
But I got this from another fellow, and he made me think, and I think we're going to have our listeners think, about whether or not Thomas Jefferson's phrase that we have all adopted in such whole cloth, that maybe there's more to it than meets the eye.
Why don't you go ahead and give us that phrase quickly?
Well, I don't know if it deserves to be given quickly, and I'm grabbing my Constitution, Declaration, and Bill of Rights, which is always next to me. And this is very serious stuff, folks. We're making light of it, but we're going to have a very serious conversation here about this. Second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Now, we have listened to this phrase over and over, and we hold these close to our heart, and we govern ourselves by them. And the question arose in a meeting of the what used to be the Economics Discussion Group here in Phoenix, on tap for over 30 years, run by Roy Miller now, and now called the Anderson Reed Discussion Group. And a fellow in there, Jerry Smedinghoff, asked, is it accurate? Was Jefferson wrong? And he held up his argument very well, and he made me think, are these truths self-evident? Are all men created equal?
Alan, I need you to stop right there and hold that thought. That's a great place to end it. When we come back from the break, we'll start to get into that just a little bit. This is the Armed American Radio Network. What a great name for a radio show. I'm Mark Walters with Alan Corwin. Don't go away. It's a good one.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Night. We may not own it, but we control it through silence. From Allegiance Ammunition comes the Silent Strike, the world's only 223 subsonic round that fully functions the M4, the AR-15, and the HNK-416. No more having to single stroke your AR-15 when firing subsonic rounds. Allegiance Ammunition has created astonishing stealth and maximum performance in a silent package. Visit AllegianceAmmunition.com. That's AllegianceAmmunition.com.
The Ruger American Rifle. An American legend is born. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. It features power bedding integral bedding blocks for outstanding accuracy. A Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger for a crisp and user-adjustable 3- to 5-pound trigger pull. A flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine for smooth, reliable feeding. And a 3-lug bolt with 70-degree throw for ample scope clearance and fast follow-up shots. The Ruger American Rifle. Another American-made product from Ruger.
Handguns Magazine calls it Pocket Thunder. The new CM40 from Carr Arms packs the powerful 40 Smith & Wesson in a firearm measuring only 4 inches tall and with a 3.1-inch barrel length. It weighs in at only 15.8 ounces. With a retail price of $517, the new CM40 from Carr Arms is Pocket Thunder indeed. To purchase the Carr Arms CM40, visit your local dealer or visit CarrArms at KAHR.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. The Gun Owners of America, you hear me say it every week. If you're not a member, why? Why? Is it $20? I mean, come on. That's worth it just to say you're partnered with Larry Pratt. If you don't know Larry Pratt, well, look him up. Better yet, just go to YouTube and type in Larry Pratt versus Chris Matthews, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about, because it always draws a chuckle from Shonto.
Oh, that is so funny.
Sean, welcome back to the show. How you doing? That is good.
It is good. That's a beautiful thing.
Let's get some business out of the way very quickly before we go back to Larry. I want to mention all of our sponsors, many of our sponsors, Crossbreed Holsters. We're doing some amazing things with Crossbreed Holsters in the very near future, beginning now. You can visit crossbreedholsters.com. In fact, I'm going to tease this now. We have an upcoming great giveaway with the folks at Crossbreed Holsters next week or the week after. If I told you which one, then, you know, I want you to come back. But you don't want to miss it. Head over to Armed American Radio on Facebook. You know you use it. It's okay. You can admit it. As, hey, my cousin Vinny. Go ahead. You can say it. They all know. We all know you have it. Facebook.com/Armed American Radio and stay up on the latest. Also, Old Faithful Holsters. Ruger, Kel-Tec, North American Arms. I'm carrying a North American Arms Pug 22 Magnum right now. That's a beautiful thing. And something else, too. I'll tell you about that later. Armslist.com, the net's largest free gun classified. And we'll discuss more sponsors later. Alan Corwin, welcome back to the show. How you doing?
I'm glad to be here, Mark, and I'm doing great. Any time with you is great time spent.
Well, it's going to be a fun show. You and I are going to have the black man with a gun, Reverend Ken Blanchard, will be calling in the next segment. And we'll have a little discussion with him briefly about what he's been up to lately. He's been away from the show for too long. And then it's you and me.
I love it.
For the rest of the show. You were discussing the Declaration of Independence, and it sounded so beautiful when you read it. I have my copy here. You hear that?
Yep, I can see it.
There it is. You can see it. Radio is theater of the mind.
In my mind's eye, right.
It's about 2.5 inches wide and about 4.5 inches long, and here it is. And the Declaration of Independence is at the back. Let me start with the first paragraph. Do you mind, Alan?
No, go ahead. Radio is better than TV because the pictures are better.
That's true. You can create that theater in your own mind. I want you to take a listen to this. When in the course of... Let's do this, Alan. I think it's important. Apply this to what's happening in this nation today as the election looms in less than a month. 23 days, to be specific, folks. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. Alan, you want to briefly discuss that?
Well, I'd like to pick up where I left off. I'd like to discuss that, and I'd like to tease all the other things we're going to go through, too.
Well, that's, oh, that,
we
that's
only a... have 3 hours, Mark.
Yeah, I know,
you know,
it's
at
only
the
three.
Gun Rights Policy Conference, I spoke to the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. Trade Treaty, and he told us, and then in the hall told me, what Mexico plans to do with the treaty that nobody's heard about. And Arizona has plans for the nation that nobody knows about, and our lawsuit against the city of Phoenix for censoring our Gun Save Lives, mm-hmm. Educate Your Kids. Mm-hmm. The lawsuit decision came out of the court yesterday, and I have the decision here.
Ooh.
And Obama issued a executive order about national defense, and I have a copy here that I've been studying till my brain melts. And what it says is absolutely stunning and makes everything else superfluous. And I have that news right here in front of me. And we heard from Mark O'Mara, George Zimmerman's attorney.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent a half an hour with him. And he told me things I can't even tell you, but he told me things I can tell you. So you really want to discuss the first paragraph of the Declaration or why Jefferson was wrong? Where should we begin? We only have 3 hours.
Hey, Sean, can you add another hour? Do you think the network would mind?
Well, the network won't mind, but I don't know about the stations.
Well, we can just keep talking, and someone will pick up the recording later.
I think my home state, Arizona, only gets 2 hours of this.
Yeah, that's not true. Your city, Phoenix, gets 2 hours. Bullhead, Kingman, Tucson, that area gets
so
a little bit more.
So everybody else should just call me, and I'll do it on the phone with them.
Exactly. No, you're absolutely correct. We have an awful lot to cover with you. But we left off with the Declaration of Independence. And I want to tease that because we've got 4 minutes before the break. Reverend Ken will be calling in.
So let me.
And then we'll go into everything you just discussed.
Let me start with what the problems are. Let me just touch on them so the listeners can think about this, okay? If the truths are self-evident, why didn't anybody notice them until Jefferson put them in the Declaration of Independence? That's one area I want to explore. And if all men are created equal, and of course that means all people, but in the day and up until the mid-1960s, we referred to people as all men are equal. All men aren't created equal. All people are entitled to equal treatment under the law. That's just a verbatim point. But all people aren't created equal, because if all people were created equal, we would all be Olympic athletes and we'd all be Einstein. So there's a whole bunch of issues there that we have to look at. And then the point that gets me about rights, I've been concerned with this since the very beginning. Rights are not something magical that comes down from heaven. And I'm not saying anything about God or in any way disparaging religion or an almighty power greater than us. But rights are not something magical that you simply have. Rights are political demands that you either get and secure or not. And you can only secure them through the use of force. So all the things that the gun guys say about the Second Amendment protects all the rest is absolutely, totally true. And our view of them as somehow magically unalienable doesn't reflect the fact that over a billion Chinese people don't have these rights. And as unalienable, inalienable, or intrinsic as they are, you must be able to demand them and you must be able to get them. And the word rights implies something so strong that the political left uses this word in an Alinsky-like tactic to demand their goals as rights. And so they demand things like food and shelter and the right to have condoms.
And health care.
Which are not really rights. These are demands and goals. They frame them as rights. And that whole unalienable rights thing needs a little more look at, so that Thomas Jefferson's statement in paragraph 2, which is so eloquent and has served us so well, needs a little further examination. And the Reed Anderson discussion group, which has been on for 30 years here, has cast some light on this that you and I are going to examine today.
And that was what the fascinating part of our conversation in the hallway at the Hyatt Regency Airport in Orlando. And it got deep.
Thanks to Alan Gottlieb and the Gun Rights Policy Conference that he has been funding and running now for 27 years.
The fundamental part of the conversation that we need to explore, and we will as the program progresses, is all men being created equal. Really? The Chinese?
Right. Who was he
applying the unalienable rights to? We'll discuss that later in detail here on the Armed American Radio Network. The brilliance of Alan Corwin, the Alan Corwin Experience, when we come back.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
These days, are you tempted to visit same old mattress store in search of the same old bed not designed for your body just because it's on sale? Well, now you can discover a mattress that adjusts to every curve and contour of your body. It's my bed. It's the Sleep Number bed. You'll only find it at a Sleep Number store where right now it's their biggest sale of the year. Sleep Number bed has improved my sleep. I sleep much better with that firm setting. My number is about 95 or 100. Mrs. Bennett's number is, well, you know I won't tell you. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firm. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Right now, hurry in for the final days of their biggest sale of the year. Every Sleep Number bed is on sale. Queen mattresses now start at just $599. And save an incredible 40% on the innovative Silver Edition bed set, but only while supplies last. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again is 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
You know, weekdays and holidays are for catching up on sleep, right? Well, wrong. According to a nationwide Sleep Number survey, more than half of adult Americans do not get more sleep on the weekends. What you really need is a better night's sleep every night, like the deep restorative sleep you get on a Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number is 95 to 100. Mrs. Bennett's Sleep Number is, still confidential privileged information. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual-air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firmness. Each side is adjustable, making it the perfect bed for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Queen mattresses start at just $699. Right now, you can enjoy the lowest prices of the season on the bed that can change your life and sleeping habits. Save an incredible $300 to $1,000 on selected bed sets. Hurry, the sale ends July 8th. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again, 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
This segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by ArmsList.com, the net's largest free gun classifieds. If you have a gun you'd like to buy or sell, visit ArmsList.com today. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. Bloomberg hates them, you love them. It's that simple. ArmsList.com, the net's largest free. Did I say free, Sean?
Yes, you did.
Free gun classifieds. They have a very cool XDS review video up on their site. I spoke to John Gibbon from ArmsList.com a couple days ago. He said, go check out the video. If you want to see their take and their video on the review of the Springfield XDS, go check it out. It's good. I liked it. You will too. And they're going to be doing more of those on the website, ArmsList.com. Great stuff. Welcome back to the show, everybody. The Urban Shooter Podcast, Sean.
Yes.
That's also another great name for a radio show.
That is a pretty cool name. I like that.
Nobody does it better than the Reverend Ken Blanchard. And, you know, wow, talk about fighting an uphill fight. Now, he's outside Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to tell you. I mean, you know, Marion Barry was elected repeatedly after being caught smoking crack in a hotel room.
With choice company.
Which... Let's just say the company wasn't free.
No, not even.
Alan Corwin, care to comment? And then, well, why don't you introduce Reverend Ken? I know this is going to be a great segment.
Well, Ken Blanchard wrote a book called Black Man with a Gun. Now, if you want a hot, controversial title, that's it, Black Man with a Gun. We certainly have enough black men with guns in this country, and we don't have enough of them in the public eye in a positive light, which is what Ken does. So, ladies and gentlemen, Ken Blanchard.
Oh, man, that was too nice. Thanks,
Ooh,
Alan. Thanks,
wasn't Mark. That good, Ken?
Yeah, man, that was really good.
I got to turn that over to Alan Corwin because I know what it's unscripted, and he's just Alan, and it's awesome. Ken, welcome to the show. It's been way too long since you've been here.
Man, thanks for the invite.
Hey, no problem. Let's talk about the GRPC, the Gun Rights Policy Conference. Alan was alluding to it a little while ago, and he gave it, of course, you know, huge raving reviews every year, 27 years into this thing. Ken, your take on this year's conference?
This year was good as usual. This time, as I'm getting a little older, I'm starting to find my little spot in the world. And because I've become kind of the pastor of patriots, I seek to just touch the flesh and meet with people that I talk to all the time. And I care more about the individual than the grand picture. I'm kind of the infrastructure dude at this point. And I got a chance to meet and talk to a few folks that I haven't seen in a long time, yourself and Alan included. And that makes my day right there.
Agreed. Alan, care to comment?
Well, we need more guys down there like Ken. There are more and more black guys in the Republican Party,
mm-hmm.
but not enough. You know, it is largely a white party. Ken and I talked about this. I know black guys here in Phoenix, but precious few. I know there's more out there. They have to come out of the closet, out of the race closet. They have to be brave enough and soulful enough to express themselves on the conservative side and not be put down by their brothers who call them Oreo cookie and hunky lover and demonstrably negative names because they don't act ghetto.
Well, you know, let me jump in here right quick because this is, you know, being in conservative talk radio, believe it or not, we don't get a chance to even express ourselves on the platform. That's some of the problem, too.
Ken, you'll appreciate this. Of course, I mentioned this on air quite a bit. My sidekick there, Shonto, coined by Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman, as he returned back from a show and a guest spot with us and thanked us for firing 44 caliber silver bullets of freedom across America's airwaves with my sidekick, Shonto.
Hoorah.
And, right? Ken, and you can appreciate this. Sean is so good on this program because where do you hear, with your exception, the black Tea Party conservative gun-owning voice on radio, Ken, besides you.
I know. We have a problem also on our own side. Sometimes we have a stereotype of what conservatism looks like when we forget it's about Americanism, not any party. It's just about being free.
Yep.
And I remember when I was trying to audition for a band, you know, even in music, you got to have a certain look. And we're still stuck on that for a lot of things. If you're a rock band guy, your hair is supposed to be long. Right. And if it's not, you're going to have to wear a wig. It's almost like that way for us and our movement right now, just to be free. You have to get past the visual, and I've been playing soft shoe for a while, only because I can do it well.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I don't know how to fix it. We have a Republican black group out here, and they deliberately run the name backwards. They call themselves the American African Republican Committee instead of the African American mm-hmm. Republican Committee. Just to mix that stereotype, but we have it, it's bad, and I don't know how to get around it. You know, cultural norms are so strong,
yes.
And I try and joke about them and poke fun at it, and I'm willing to do that. I just called Jefferson, I said he made a mistake, and people are going to give me a hard time about it. If you guys have a problem with that, go to gunlaws.com, send me an email, and talk to me about it. I'm willing to take the heat. But I'm willing to open my mouth.
Well, I want to jump in here because you've just answered how we eliminate that stereotype. Ken, might I submit to you and Sean and Alan and to those of you driving down the road, wherever you may be, across the great plains of America today, listening to this show. We talk about it. That's how we get past it. We discuss it. This, to me, is a mainstream media problem. This is mainstream media driven.
Yep.
And until shows like this, until Ken Blanchard and Sean and me and Alan, until we continue to talk about this week after week after week, it's going to remain in the closet, if you will. We must bring it out. Ken, your comments.
Oh, absolutely. I've been doing it for almost 20 years now. I can almost tell where a person is when I say black man with a gun. If they make if they wince, if they smile, if they keep right on talking, it all tells them where they are. And that's where I take my point from that point on.
Mm-hmm.
And well, tell us about that. What do you see? Give us some of the reactions you get.
The good news is that the under 30s don't have that problem.
Oh,
that's very true.
Very interesting.
And listening to your show,
very true.
Fans of Armed America Radio, positive. We're going to be all right in the future. The negative we still have is with the old boy network, because we're used to doing the same thing the same way. But I believe in my heart that the future, zombie loving and all, is more acceptable to the diversity, and the outlook is positive.
We just fascinating.
The momentum going, that's all.
That's fascinating. Alan, I say that's fascinating for this reason. What do you believe the average age at the Gun Rights Policy Conference to be?
Somewhere between 50 and pacemaker.
Okay. Ken, having said that, you don't see that reaction at the GRPC, do you?
No. Nobody really cares about the age, but right. I know that the younger people that they go to Comic Cons and Dragon Cons and Zombie Cons, they are used to having things done for them. So if there was I'll give you an example, if we had broken the GRPC up into 50 cal shooters, into 380 lovers, into how to train, how to speak, how to blog, and had it so it was like a la carte, the place would have been packed. But it's just a different way to do the same thing. And we can do it. It might have to just become something new. That's all.
But that's true of almost every group. If you go to Democrat meetings, and I'm always encouraging people to go to the not choir. It's real easy to go to GRPC and be among our own people. But it's very important to go to the other groups. The Democrats are out there going, we're all the young people. Well, the young people are out there having sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And when I was young, I didn't go to political groups either. Yeah. As you get older, you get a little wiser, you go to these kind of things. And we can lament it, but the hunters go to hunter groups and they're not registered to vote. It's a shame, but that's true. The youngsters are not doing this. The self-defense guys are GRPC types. The long-distance shooters, they're busy tuning their rifles. We are segmented. It's the way it is. Ken, if I wanted to find you, I would Google Black Man with a Gun. That's easy to do. You must have a website. What is it? Is it Black Man with a Gun?
It is. .com.
And me, you got to look for gunlaws.com. That's easy. Alan Corwin, who can remember that? They spell it wrong. Gunlaws.com, that's easy for me. Armed American Radio, that's easy for Mark. And that's how we find each other now. Without the Internet, we'd be screwed, and the government knows it, so they're looking for ways to control the Internet. So far, no luck. Hillary was talking about gatekeepers back in 1992, and they couldn't put it in place, and they still haven't. We're lucky because we have radio. We control that. But the other side controls TV, mainstream newspapers, the school system.
Alan, I need you to hold that thought, brother. That music means we're getting ready to take a break, but this is incredibly provocative conversation. This is why Armed American Radio is redefining weekend talk radio. More with Ken Blanchard, Sean, and Alan Corwin when we come back after this. Okay, now we're going to talk about how you can get prepared to defend yourself and your family in a worst-case scenario. All of you know I'm a huge fan of Rob Pincus and his work with the Personal Defense Network. Well, the Personal Defense Network has assembled a series of revolutionary handgun training videos designed to make you more efficient with a defensive firearm in the context of a dynamic critical incident. This training course, which is only $39.95, offers more than 3 solid hours of powerful, practical, and proven techniques that will increase your speed and efficiency. Some of the topics covered include things like the balance between speed and precision, one-handed and weak-handed reloads, and, of course, shooting around a corner. So to get a copy of this one-of-a-kind training course and to help support Armed American Radio, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com. Once you order, you'll get the 3-DVD training course for only $39.95 plus shipping and handling. This is a great deal. Check it out. Again, go to armedamericandvdoffer.com and get your copy today.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KeltecWeapons.com. K-E-L-T-E-C Weapons.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6 plus 1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Ruger 1022 Takedown, a new take on the legendary Ruger 1022. With all of the features and functionality of America's favorite rimfire rifle, the Ruger 1022 Takedown easily separates for convenient storage and transportation. Reassembly is simple and returns the rifle to zero, ensuring precision shot after shot. Packed in a backpack-style bag included with the rifle, the Ruger 1022 Takedown makes it easy to keep America's favorite rimfire by your side.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies, staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300 degree simulators. Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com. The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
I can't get over that rejoiner, Sean. Bob just did an amazing job with that.
That is a pretty good time.
Every time I hear that.
Well, Bob is, I love his voice, and I tell him every time, I see him every day just about, and I tell him, man, what do I have to do to get my voice like yours?
Hey, Sean, see if you can run with this. Do you think I can do a voice like that? Go ahead and play me that replay.
Just a second.
No.
No.
Okay.
The defense is wrong.
Very wrong.
Oh, you can. The following segment. We could play with that. Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. And I wish you could hear, I say this a lot, I wish you could hear our off-air conversations during the breaks. We could do an entire show with just the off-air conversations. The reason this program redefines weekend talk radio is for a number of reasons, but number one, it is hard-hitting live talk when normally you hear reruns of people trying to sell you automobiles.
Oof.
This show breaks news. We will discuss that in the roundtable about the very news that this show does break. And this show, you hear conversation like you heard in the last segment and you're getting ready to hear again that you simply won't hear anywhere else, Alan Corwin. Am I right?
I'm not sure.
There you go. This is good radio. I believe that last segment made the best of clip, Sean, right out of the gate for our next set of CDs. Ken Blanchard, welcome back to the show.
Man, damn glad to be here.
It was good stuff. And here's what I was talking about during the break. This is the type of conversation that you never hear in the mainstream media.
Oh, forget that.
You never will, Alan. Why?
The mainstream media is a completely massaged propaganda tool of the government at this point. Even Fox is soft-pedaling. I wish they were stronger. I think Hannity is repetitious. He used to be sharp. And O'Reilly is I don't know what happened to him. After 12 years, he's lost his edge. He prefers humor to content. I don't know what it is.
Well, it started, you know, when you I'd always thought, O'Reilly, Ken, I'll get your opinion here, too. You're up in that D.C. area where guns are a big issue. Emily gets her gun. Emily Miller, we've talked to her. I know you know her.
Oh, and she was at GRPC.
She was at GRPC with us.
She's
absolutely amazing. But O'Reilly, I lost O'Reilly with the heavy weaponry. I actually did an opening segment where I mocked, if you recall, Sean.
Yes.
I mocked a O'Reilly talking points. I actually opened the show with, welcome to the O'Reilly Factor. The false factor, whatever, starts in the next minute or something stupid like that.
Yeah.
But Ken, heavy weapons, he said, really? Really? Your Glock is a heavy weapon?
Man, it is. This stupidity is contagious. Unfortunately, there's like almost too many people who want to just fit in and not do what's right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happening. Luckily, there's still a few of us, but it's always been just a few that wrote the Constitution, that fight for what's right, and I won't quit.
You know, I feel that too. I haven't been able to get myself on the O'Reilly show. A lot of people know me. A lot of people who are on O'Reilly know me. He doesn't have it right on guns. He thinks he does. He thinks a lot of himself. Sometimes he does well. He is the biggest guy on cable.
No doubt.
But he's got it wrong on guns. And I can't seem to get a word in edgewise on there, and I could straighten it out. And if I got space on O'Reilly, I would want to do whatever's necessary to get back on. You like the limelight. It's good exposure. You want that platform. But I would not compromise what I say. And I can't get the truth out on a big platform mm-hmm. like that. Why not? What's missing?
Well, I think I can answer that question.
Please do. I want to hear this.
I think I can answer that. My theory on that, I've discussed this in many different venues. I believe my theory. I just had this conversation with David Kodria off air 2 days ago, and we will discuss it later.
Spill those beans.
It's what I believe to be the case is that he is wrong on guns. He knows he's wrong on guns. I don't think he wants to be beaten up on his program about guns.
Yeah.
Therefore, he's not going to discuss it. Now, there are other people I know who are Fox News contributors who will tell you point blank that they don't want the discussion to be about guns all the time, that when they get their written pieces, they want it to deviate from not just guns. I believe that when he made those comments, look, Glenn Beck shredded him.
Well, okay, William Lajeunesse on Fox has been telling the truth on Fast and Furious. It's helped their ratings. It's helped their credibility. Let's try this. You got a lot of listeners, Mark. Why don't all you guys write to whatever it is, O'Reilly@FoxNews.com, O'Reilly@FoxNews.com.
There you go.
Why don't you know, he's drilled it into my brain. That's how you do it with propaganda. Why don't you guys send him a note and say, you ought to have Alan Corwin on the air. You ought to have Alan Corwin on the air, O'Reilly@FoxNews.com, right? And see if we can wedge it in and get me on there about a gun issue, any gun issue, to deal with gun save lives, gun stop crime. They say the only purpose of a gun is to kill. Well, that's wrong. The only purpose of a gun is to protect. We give guns to cops because guns are good. They have social utility. This message has to make it out on the mainstream. He's missing it. I'll handle him with kid gloves. I won't make him look bad. I'll help him understand the issue so that he will have a bigger audience, so that the conservatives will get the message. They don't have the message right. Guns stop crime. Guns protect you. I'll give up my guns. Everybody will give up their guns. Bad guys first.
Right, that's a great point.
Bad guys first.
Ken, you're in Washington, D.C. There's no gun crime in Washington, D.C., is there?
And this is the place where there's like 90 different federal police officers.
Wow.
There should be a cop every 10 feet in here.
And it wouldn't do the job. You know, 25% of the gun laws we publish at gunlaws.com, we publish all the federal gun laws in a book called Gun Laws of America. It was like the third book I wrote. I've written 13 books. Gun Laws of America has every single federal gun law there is. 25% of the gun laws authorize the federal government to carry guns. You hear that? All these gun laws do nothing but say the federal egg police can carry guns. The federal print police can carry guns. One agency after another is authorized to carry guns.
Social Security Administration.
And they're all here. And the nation's capital.
They're all authorized to carry guns. We have the right to carry guns because of the Second Amendment. And now we're back to this business about what is a right and how God-given is the right and how much is the right a matter of you can demand it and secure that right by force. And as long as you can secure the right, you have it. So we have the right. The government has to get the right by we, the people, the consent of the governed, have given that right, have not given the right, have authorized and delegated the power to this agency to have guns so the federal egg police can be armed. And
yep.
we could withdraw that power, but of course at this point our ability to manage the government is vastly reduced, and that's a serious problem.
It is a very serious problem. Ken, your thoughts?
Unless more of us get involved, and that takes us to do like whatever we do. So there's somebody that's really good in badminton, there's somebody good at tennis. All we need is an advocate in every other thing to be our advocate on the ground. It's the same as being an evangelist for a church. You have to motivate the people, and that's what the Gun Rights Policy Conference does. It motivates the grassroots guys, and we go out and talk to the people that we can reach. And we're doing it for the most part.
Reverend Ken Blanchard, Black Man with a Gun. You can find him at Ken, K-E-N-N, Blanchard.com or BlackManWithAGun.com. Ken, hold the phone. We don't want you to go yet. I want you to stay on the line with us. I want to thank you very much for joining us. Shanto, as usual, a pleasure, my man. Alan Corwin, you are here for the remainder. This is the Alan Corwin Experience here on the Armed American Radio Network today, so you will be back. When we come back, we're going to continue the discussion we started in the first segment of this hour, and that is we're going to talk a little bit about Thomas Jefferson, and could he possibly be wrong? Provocative, thought-invoking conversation coming up right after these messages. Remember, carry on, carry often, and carry everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever be caught without his club. I'm Mark Walters. This is Armed American Radio. We'll be back.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
It's Macy's one-day sale Saturday with hundreds of items on sale store-wide. Clearance dresses and suits for her, now 50 to 75% off. Men's outerwear from London Fog, Nautica, and more, 50% off. Save 30 to 50% plus an extra 15% on all fine jewelry. Handbags from Gianni Bernini and Style & Co., now 50% off. And save 60% on our entire stock of pillows. Macy's one-day sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Trinity. If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now. Or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.